Early last week, we all heard of that tragic train derailment on I-5 in DuPont near Tacoma. As a small part of the aftermath, there were radio announcements made mentioning the need for more blood donation to help the survivors. Many responded. Thank you, if you did. Similar announcements requesting blood donation are often made even when there are no tragic accidents, typically at holiday time when blood donation frequency often drops. You've heard them before. It's kind of a polite version of health help. It's a holiday. We're running out of blood. Please donate blood. But what's never, ever mentioned in those radio advertisements or radio pleas, whatever they are the results of published research studies which found that while donating blood is certainly a good idea for those who receive the donated blood, which in many circumstances is life-saving, but donating blood is also good for the health of those who donate it. Now, many Green Medicine Radio listeners and Green Medicine newsletter readers know about this already. So if you need to go do something else for the next 5 or 10 minutes, please do. I've spoken and written about this research before. I'm repeating it, though, not just because of the recent tragedy in DuPont, because we all know it is the holidays. So why not give your own health a gift? I'm not kidding. Give your own health a gift by donating blood at a time of year when blood donations are fewer. For the very few who don't know what the heck I'm talking about, here's some details. In 1987, a study of blood donation and what they called cardiovascular events, which just means heart attacks, strokes, stuff like that, was reported in an American medical journal named Heart. 1997. Ooh, gee, 10 years ago. It reported about 2,048 men and 1,807 women ages 63 to 95 who were observed over a 5 to 8 year period of observation. Here's what the report told us. Of those who donated blood, cardiovascular events were reported by 9.7%. Of those who did not donate blood, cardiovascular events were reported by 17.7%. If we do the math, that's a reduction in cardiovascular events of 45%. 45% in those who donated blood. Now, in 1998, the very next year, a study done by different researchers was published in the American Journal of Epidemiology, which involved 2,682 men ages 42 to 60, and it was an 8 to 9 year period of observation. In this study, 0.7, yes, that is 0.7, it is not 7%, it's 0.7% of the men who donated blood had acute myocardial infarction, which, as you know, is scientese for having a heart attack. 0.7 had a heart attack if they donated blood. 12.5% who did not donate blood had heart attacks. That's a reduction in heart attack risk of 88%. Talk about giving yourself a gift. Now, look at 45% in one study, 88% in the other. I'll take 45. And if I can get it, I'll take 88. But do you know of anything else that reduces your risk of heart attack, stroke, and other cardiovascular events by even 45%? No. Why aren't you told about it? Got me. Now, for those who are interested in digging deep into the details of why blood donation very significantly reduces the risk of heart attack and other cardiovascular events, there are two books on this topic available at all those W's, and then use book search. Yeah, use book search, but .co.uk. Usebooksearch.co.uk. One is written in plainer English. The second contains more scientese. They're both out of print. That's why you got to look in the used books. They're both out of print. Mm-hmm. But they're still right on. Yeah. Get it from the used book sources. By the way, the price in that used book search is going up, 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 because more and more people are finding out about this. Okay, both have the same co-author. So when you get to usebooksearch.co.uk, put in Kenneth Kensey, K-E-N-S-E-Y. Kenneth Kensey, K-E-N-S-E-Y, a cardiologist who is no longer with us, which is probably why the book is out of print. The one with less scientese is entitled The Blood Thinner Cure, which is a bit misleading, as it has nothing to do with so-called blood thinner patent medicines. Again, instead, it's about thinner blood, which happens when we donate blood. Our blood gets thinner. A more accurate title would be The Thinner Blood Cure. The second book by Dr. Kenneth Kensey, K-E-N-S-E-Y, is more accurately titled The Origin of Atherosclerosis. A much better title, as it details why the origin of heart attack and stroke is actually thick blood, which can be thinned best by blood donation. Thicker blood causes abrasion, where a single major artery branches into two slightly smaller ones. Abrasion, like sort of like sandpaper. Abrasion of the inner lining of an artery leads to inflammation. To deal with this inflammation, our bodies literally paste over those inflamed areas with, guess what? Cholesterol, which covers the inflamed areas. But unfortunately, it takes up some space in doing so, allowing a little bit less blood to flow where the cholesterol is literally pasted over the inflammation. If this continues for years, more and more cholesterol accumulates at the branch points. Haven't you ever seen a picture of a heart with arteries around it? And here's the arrows to where heart attacks occur, right at the branch points of arteries, not in the long, narrow, straight part at the branch points. We all know that. Also the carotid arteries and other arteries. Well, anyway, if this continues for years, more and more cholesterol accumulates at these branch points, and ultimately the blood can't get past all that cholesterol clog. Oh, yeah, then we have the heart attack. But the real cause isn't the cholesterol itself. The real cause is thick blood, abrasion, local inflammation, and then cholesterol accumulates to cover up the inflammation. Cholesterol does not cause its own accumulation. If it did, cholesterol would be clogging every artery and every vein throughout our entire bodies. Huh, just logical. If cholesterol caused its own deposit, then it would be all over the body, not just at the branch points of arteries. Now think about this. Menstruating women who do not smoke cigarettes hardly ever have heart attacks or other cardiovascular events, even if their menopause doesn't occur until their late 40s or early 50s. But some men have heart attacks, a few in their very late 30s, a few more in their early 40s, and more occur as they get older. Non-cigarette smoking women start having heart attacks after menopause, and by their mid-60s are having as many, if not more, cardiovascular events than men. Why? Menstruating women thin their blood every month with every menstrual period. That's what nature and creation has done for them. Monthly menstruation results in a significantly thinner, less abrasive blood. Red blood cells are approximately half or a bit more of overall blood thickness. Men usually have a red blood cell concentration, which is technically termed a hematocrit, between 45 and 50%. Menstruating women have red blood cell concentrations between 37 and 42%. That lower red blood cell concentration reduces the blood thickness enough to prevent women who happen to be in their menstrual years, and remember, these are the ones who aren't tobacco smokers, to prevent them from having heart attacks and other cardiovascular events. Now, when presenting this information to professional audiences, and I'm not kidding you, most of the audiences haven't been informed about this research. Really? And they say, what? And I say, there's the journal citation. Go look it up. Most, when I'm presenting to this professional audience, I will mention that the uterus actually has two major functions, not just one. The first one that we all know about, and most important, too, is growing and delivering babies. That's what uteruses are supposedly for, and they are for that, aren't they? But it has a second major function. It prevents mom from dying of a heart attack or other cardiovascular event until the baby's grown up. No kidding. Until that baby's grown up. Until her menstrual periods stop. And usually menstrual periods don't stop until the kids are at least teenagers, and frequently they're adults. So that uterus is not just delivering the baby, it's keeping mom alive. At least from heart attack, stroke, and other cardiovascular events. So, to conclude this part, please give yourself a free present once or twice a year. Free! It doesn't cost anything to go donate blood. If you're a male, because us guys don't have menstrual periods ever, do we? If you're a male or a postmenopausal woman, significantly reduce your risk of heart attack or other cardiovascular events by donating blood. As simple as that. And maybe do it around the holidays, if you can interrupt your Christmas shopping, when blood donations are less. This, folks, is better than any politician's promise ever made. By donating blood, you not only help somebody else, which politicians love to do with your money, don't they? But when you donate blood, you not only help someone else, you help yourself. You cut your risk of heart attack and stroke. So, I know it seems weird to say Merry Christmas, don't go donate, do go donate blood, but you're giving yourself a present. You're giving yourself the present of significantly less risk, 45% in one study, 88% in the other study, of a, quote, cardiovascular event, unquote. This applies to men as soon as they become adult. I know nobody in their 20s has a heart attack, but you are slowly abrading those arteries and building up a little bit of cholesterol. And it just accelerates as time goes by. And ladies, after menopause is gone, oops, time to go donate blood. Cut your risk significantly of heart attack and stroke. And do somebody else some good too. Neat.